That's my rule of thumb.
That's totally fair.
You can get as big as you want, but like,
you're talking about pig wife.
Yes. Yeah, the bigger you get.
A true pig wife.
Exactly.
Yes.
For every pound, for every 10, let's say every 10 pounds got to be a new thing you unlock that you do.
Pig wife sounds kind of nice.
Who would deny it?
A pretty pig wife? Like a BBW?
It doesn't matter.
Whatever pig you wife, get, bro. Whatever you get.
There were some pig moms
yeah.
that you would see growing up. And you'd go, God damn, that guy's got a pig mom. I bet she's a...
You got to dial up the freak.
I'm not saying a pig wife.
I'm not trying to be a dick. That is just my rule of thumb. People can do whatever they want. You are free to gain as much as you please. Every 10, 20 pounds, they're better, it'd be like an RPG. You got to unlock a new thing.
Oh, yeah.
Every just like, well.
Yeah, you better get to the gym, otherwise something real bad happens. Something I don't even want to do happens.
I'm doing it for us. But that would be, I mean, imagine that. If for every 20 LBs, it's just like a new act where you're like, whoa.
Damn, I'd be a freak bitch. I gotta get to the gym right now. I'm a freak bull.
Freak bull. True, man. You just be at one point, you'd be like, I just gotta hit a Diddy party, bro. I have not been going to the gym. I just gotta go deep now. I'd be willing to see what my there's gotta be like a like you know like the X and Y axis.
Yeah.
I wonder what like where you would tap out at.
As far as the size for the size of the pig
weight goes up, the X, you go further out the X axis.
I mean, you might get to the point where you get like a lady you gotta you know, put in a flatbread. I mean, it might get to the point where you got to take out a wall to get her out of the house. If you have true. A giant blob pig wife,
yeah,
and you can just anything you want, you go in there.
Yeah, that's the deal.
You are mine.
The crane,
mine.
The crane comes in. You're just like, no. They rip your seal off. You're like, no.
No, you can't take my blob.
Hold on. Let me get her back in this rabbit hutch.
Oh, yeah. Blob wife?
Pure blob. Pure job of the hut. Job of the slut, dude.
He's job of the slut. You'd be in a metal bikini standing next to her going, she just kept eating. Now I'm a fucking freak.
You'd be like Han Solo on the edge of that fucking ring. You get sucked into the ring like, no.
You get a blob wife. There are dudes, obviously, with blob wives.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I love the 1,000-pound sisters or whatever that shit is.
So tight.
TLC keeps trotting out blobs.
So tight. Dude.
So sick.
It would be, I mean, again, it's like you just have to use your imagination, but you could probably go pretty, it'd be pretty wild.
Yeah, you could fuck every part of her.
Yeah.
Like and you then, fuck her arm.
Yeah, and then you would start with, I've talked about feeders and gainers. You know what feeders and gainers are, Nate?
No.
A feeder and a gainer.
Feeders
and gainers, it's a fetish. I like talked about this to someone recently, like assuming he knew what I was talking about. He's like, what the fuck? What?
Dude.
Like a bit of a feeder, aren't you? So a feeder is when you, if you're a gainer, you're just someone who's, your
buff, significant other.
Yeah, you're just going to feed them. Your fetish is getting people fat.
Yeah.
And their fetish is becoming your little fat blob. And you can just get into that whole thing where it's like, you want to be like, yeah, eat up, babe.
I wish I could dabble in different types of love.
I see the wheels turning over there.
Keeping you locked in to not stepping out. You think it is?
I think it's slightly freak shit.
I think I'd be very happy if my lady.
Now, if my blob were to approach you like that.
Yeah, how much does my wife weigh at this point? If she's a blob, then by all means, yes.
I would love to dabble in multiple types of like love, like blob love, what Kanye's got going on, love.
Just like pure exhibitionism?
Yeah, pure exhibitionism, like super like.
What about if you? What vanilla? About if you exhibit the blob?
Wait, what if what?
Exhibit the blob.
Like, I'll be the blob.
Charge people to come
how?
In.
Yeah, I'm saying just
be rich. View the blob.
Just get a PR company just to take pictures of your scantily clad blob and publish.
Yeah. You would probably make $100,000 a year. Just have the fattest lady on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
People are going to.
For sure.
You're going to get, yeah.
You yo,
$100,000 was shooting low.
Yeah. Now we're talking pimping.
Yeah.
we're pimping the blob.
You're gonna get that fucking pimping the blob. You're gonna get that dragon chain back out. You're gonna be back. The dragon chain, you're gonna be pimping a blob.
Once we start pimping the blob, but you all hit piercing pagoda, you get like the $132 silver change. That'd be so sick.
We could get our hands on a blob around here.
They're out there.
You can find a blob.
You gotta get a Dumbo drop though, bro. I don't feel like growing my blob.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
I don't have the patience to grow my blob.
We have the patience, or I mean that. Yeah. We should. We could airdrop a blob in here.
Have a blob dropped off by.
We get the blob out in the Lemaire room.
True.
Yeah. And that's got a good glass. We could charge people to go look at it.
Yeah, but then you need the ranch hand back. You need the ranch hand.
The ranch hand would be tending to the blob. But I know what you would do, you little devil.
True.
I'd catch you snacking on this blob.
This whole operation would fall apart. It'd be nothing but infighting. Be like, dude, I saw you with the blob. What the fuck?
A lot of infighting. People would be sneaking out to the blob. A lot of trips to the blob.
I had a guy hit me up recently. Has anyone put a gorilla on steroids before?
Shit.
That would be sick. We need another pool house for our juiced up gorilla.
Juiced up fucking silverback gorilla.
And now we're getting in the darker corners of the internet.
Push comes to shove. Now we take OnlyFans by storm.
Brother, I'm right there with you.
Somebody forgets to lock the...
you teach it sign language. It's just going, take me to the blob. Take me to the blob.
It would need the blob. It'd be like Pete the dolphin. The blob would fly away. He would kill himself.
One day they would come take your blob. Once a lady 600 pounds.
The government would find out.
Once a lady 600 pounds, the government comes and she just goes, the claw. And it comes down. Did you ever see Toy Story?
Yeah. The claw.
It would be, if the government got wind that we were collecting blobs, it'd be like Waco. They got a tank through the fucking wall. They come for our blobs.
They made a big machine like a Pizza Planet.
The claw.
We would have to start arming ourselves. We'd have to defend the blob at all costs.
We would have to.
Because you know the government can't stand.
No. We need some grazing land, too. Just get like little astroturf. Just lay little Debbies out.
I mean, yeah, once we make money off the first blob, I think we get
our bottom,
a couple
blobs. That'd be our bottom blob.
Yeah. It's our bottom blob.
Bottom blob.
Get a bottom blob. Get all the other blobs and shit.
We got to just take the first blob, flip that into 3-4 blobs.
Some fixer-uppers. This blob's a little old, but she's good.
Yeah, blobs do. They don't last long.
No.
Unfortunately, our sweet blobs would depart this realm quickly.
True.
You truck them out. You get them. Yeah.
Is what it is. It's
take
rough.
Them away, yeah. Do surgery, fix the blobs.
Clone them.
Clone the blobs.
You gotta be careful, dude. You get black YouTubers like, that blob's a clone.
The last thing we would want, though, is black YouTubers finding out that we have a blob, too. It'd be swarming the house.
That'd be the bug light.
That'd be the bug light for black YouTubers.
It turns out your pool house is just like an ancient fucking pyramid thing. Like, we need to investigate this. The secrets of the pyramids.
Damn,
just a energy vortex.
You hear them coming too. You hear Fetty Wap. You gotta try to get our blob again.
Lock down. This is not a drill. You just hear that shrill like, Mom, have my name. It's not a drill.
You see the episode 2 of Last of Us when they get through the fence? They're going to breach. It's just one big guy.
No.
Right. We'd have to definitely secure that fence.
Get some dogs. Some spotlights.
They just all have miniature fucking pictures. Mies,
would you help defend the blob, or would you side with your black YouTube cohort? Would you be in cahoots with the black YouTubers just for a taste of the blob yourself?
No.
You don't want to run a train on the blob with
I'd
the fellas?
I'd defend the blob. No, I wouldn't.
You'd defend the blob.
Yeah.
I know you would.
Trains are gross.
Trains are gross. You're exactly right.
True.
Unless it's a blob. It's kind of.
He'd be a railroad
bull. He'd be real far apart.
He'd be a hard headed railroad bull, dude. Oh, yeah. You'd be down there like, what the hell?
All right.
Breaking up the stone. All right, yeah, we can stop talking blob talk.
No, blob talk's good.
I think it's a good rule of thumb. That's all I'm saying. And then if you could take it anywhere you want, if you're business minded, obviously, like we are.
Yeah.
Take it anywhere you want. Yes. Remember the video I sent you? This lady just, she just had like,
yeah,
dude, I found this video online and it's a lady with, I mean, dude, beyond F's, the most giant boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she, it's just her husband tapes her going down a water slide in one of those little things, like the raft. And like, it's just every turn, they're just, and it has like a million views. Yeah. And he wrote a disclaimer being like, guys, this is a family video. My wife, please don't poke fun at the way she's built. It's like, dude, you knew what you were doing.
You knew what you're doing.
You knew what you were doing.
Statues of her in India. Those guys got a hold of fucking those videos. Holy shit. That is the Bob.
That is.
It's the Shiva.
That is the Shiva. There's a village that's like their exclusive deity. They build the water park. Like, she will come. She will ride the slide. Yeah, that would be pretty tough. I always forget about it. It's nice thinking about how horny guys are in India. Anywhere where there's a billion, and again, the census could be wrong, by the way. I was on War Mode recently. Turns out the census is like, totally botched it.
They're saying they overestimated.
Over, yeah.
And there's a lot less people.
I think so. But the black conspiracy is that there's way more black people than they say.
Yeah.
That one I kind of believe.
I did until I got to fucking Austin.
True.
Yeah, that's just coming from black people that live around black people.
Yeah, true.
They go, what the fuck? Everyone's black. Why are they saying this?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And you fly across the country and you go, it's been white the entire time.
Yeah. This is true. America is a giant double stuffed Oreo.
It is. But what the coasts don't understand is the blobs are in the middle.
Yeah, true.
They gotta
set up the new Oregon Trail.
Yeah. You gotta find the blobs.
The Minnesota Trail.
They're in there. They're in Minnesota. They're everywhere.
Yeah, true, man. Yeah, if you
get down to Missouri, Iowa, then you head down to the deep south, there's blobs. There's blobs chilling.
The best. Honey boo boos.
Mm-hmm. Talking Arkansas way.
That'd be nice. Here's the thing, it's all fun and games until the blob turns on you.
Then you gotta go.
She could turn on you, man, and that would be ugly.
The No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, you gotta get a cattle prod. Yeah.
This is all fictitious, obviously.
This is all fictitious. We would never fatten a woman up.
We would never fatten her up for our own pleasure. Women will fatten you up, though. They're trying to get the male blob, dude. That's all they do.
They love trying to fatten you up.
Just so they can shame you.
I think it's
women
so
are the biggest fat shamers on the planet. They will fatten you and then shame you.
My theory was so that you wouldn't cheat on them. They want you fat, so no one else wants you, they think.
Yeah.
That's what I always thought.
But every five I gain, though, I get freaked out.
Why are you making that face?
My fucking blob's walking around. My blob just walked behind the camera, and we're all sitting here going, fucking women, nasty bitches.
No, I'm saying they will feed you. They will blob you up.
But you're right, though. Just, of course, it's to shame you later.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
You need to worry. It's like, you gave me all these fucking treats.
You gave me this.
You gave me the creamy.
I would have never bought, I'd never buy creamy. All of a sudden, there's creamy in the house. Yes, I'm going to take a fucking scoop. And I go, oh, shit, this is better than I thought it was going to be. I forgot how fucking good creamy is.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to stand by the fucking refrigerator and eat a lot more creamy than I thought.
Peanut butter ripple, bro.
Don't even talk about that, man.
Give me some peanut butter
you
ripple.
You could blob me out, dude. I might be a gainer. You could be a feeder. You might be. This might be gainer and feeder secret podcast.